there might be some headline issues weighing in on the trade this afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Arlen Suderman joins us once again with StoneX. So let's talk about this, the headlines of the afternoon that seem to be garnering some attention, and that's one about the possibility of getting that border opened with Mexico as early as November.
Yeah, that really surprised me. The news at the beginning of the week, of course, was that there was one beef animal that had a larva of New World screwworm discovered less than 70 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. And that animal had been allowed to move north from southern areas of Mexico where the infestations are of New World screwworm, raising a lot of concerns about whether Mexico could control the movement of cattle north and with it the New World screwworm. And so the expectation was we're not going to see the Mexican border open up anytime soon. But rather what we've seen is a headline today that USDA Secretary Rollins has indicated that nothing has changed their expectations currently for the border to open before November again. And so that was really a shock, and I think it was a big reason why the cattle market was as weak as it was today.
So as you look at that, I mean, you and I were talking earlier today about all the buys that were coming from Mexico for corn. Does this cause a shakeup or concern within the marketplace, especially since we were 70 miles from the border with that screwworm?
Well, I think it does. U.S. corn is very well priced on the world market right now, so we've seen good, strong demand, but Mexico is at the centerpiece of that demand. If we look at the last week alone, what we've seen from Mexico, we've seen them buying 34.1 million bushels over the past week, with about 12 million this morning alone. And there's another 8.1 million bushels sold this week to unknown destinations, and oftentimes that is Mexico. So overall, we're looking at around 42 million bushels sold over the last week, and that's just what's been announced through flash sales of individual sales over 100,000 metric tons. So there are probably more than that. And so we continue to see the current sales pace is at least 175 million bushels and likely now larger than that, moreover that, above the seasonal pace needed to hit USDA's target. And that target is a record 2.975 billion bushels. We've never exported that much corn before. So export demand remains strong. But if that border is reopened, the cattle start coming north, then those cattle get fed here in the United States, and we don't need to export as much corn to Mexico. Figure about 60 bushels to feed an animal, and you kind of do the math. We would anticipate if the border does reopen, it would reopen slowly at first with intense inspections and then slowly increase, so it wouldn't be an all-at-once change. But that certainly is something that could cool some of those export inspections as we go forward if it happens, but help re-strengthen domestic feeding demand if that happened also.
You know, another interesting headline too, Arlen, was the fact that, you know, Argentina has put that tax holiday in place because they need the funds. But now there's a little bit of a bailout stipulation that might be going in there.
Yeah, exactly right. And this kind of rubs agriculture a little bit raw. Argentina has the potential to be a major agricultural powerhouse. That has always been restricted over the years by their socialist governments with big social programs paid for by the backs of farmers or the agricultural sector with huge taxes. When I say huge taxes, I'm talking about over 30% at times. And the current president, President Milei, is trying to reform the economy in Argentina, cutting social programs and also trying to cut the taxes on agricultural programs, on agricultural commodities, in order to free up that enterprise to grow. He's got a lot of challenges in front of him, but he's doing so. He's making good progress. The tax holiday currently in place, announced over the weekend, is for the purpose of trying to generate dollars that they can I should start with, when a commodity is sold in Argentina, it's sold in dollars and then converted to pesos. So if they can sell on the export market, those dollars come in and converted to pesos, that increases demand for pesos, that strengthens the base value of the peso. It also provides their coffers with dollars that they can pay their dollar-denominated debt in the international market with. So that's their goal. U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent this morning said that he and President Trump have been in negotiations with President Milei of Argentina to give a bailout to Argentina on the condition that they end their tax holiday. The tax holiday reduced the cost of soybeans by roughly $3 per bushel, reduced the price of corn by roughly 50 cents per bushel. China has jumped in and been aggressively taking advantage of the tax holiday in the few days it's been in place. We know already of reports of up to 20 cargoes that have been purchased this week of Argentine soybeans for delivery in November, for the most part, when we normally fill that void in China. And overall totals about 1.3 million metric tons, or about 47, 48 million bushels that have already been purchased by China from Argentina during his tax holiday. So the president has an interest in shutting down that tax holiday to try to put pressure on China to buy soybeans from the United States.
We'll definitely make for some interesting marketing as the week goes on, Arlen.
Yeah, it certainly will. How that unfolds, there's both positives and negatives and unintended consequences with all of this. But the bottom line is we're not making sales to China on soybeans, and soybeans are struggling. We are making sales on the export market for corn. And so whenever we see a drop in corn prices, we're seeing those drops and those breaks being bought right now.
All right, Arlen Suderman joining us to give us a breakdown to what he sees in the market trade. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Wednesday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.